Hi, this is Christina Black with Enchanted Rose Photography. If you're like me, you're usually behind the camera instead of in front of it. This vacation, let me help you capture your memories. We offer different packages to fit anyone's needs. Find me at www.enchantedrosephotography.com and book your session today.
Everyone, and welcome to the WDW Review. I'm Stacey Nyman, and I'm joined tonight by our two regular co-hosts. Chris Malik, how are you tonight?
I just figured we'd freeze you out for a second, Stace. No, I'm
watching you on video, so I couldn't see what you're doing. I was like, he's messing with me.
When did you get video? Come on now.
Why do you do this to me when you know that I don't like doing the introduction?
We're doing good. This makes it even better. I'm doing really good, Stace.
Good. That's very good to hear. And we have Pete Ponocorvo. How are you doing tonight? I can see you. Answer me.
I'm furiously writing up my draft list.
Oh, did you hear that spoiler, everybody? We'll get to that just in a few minutes. But before we do, I have some trivia that relates to our draft.
Seven.
You have seven.
I don't know.
All right.
$1.
This is always
$1.
My general answer.
Got it. Okay. So here is my question that relates to our draft. In the Fountain of Nations in Epcot, you know, the beautiful fountain that you know, dances around every 15 minutes or so, how many gallons of water does that fountain use?
Seven. See, I was right.
Okay. Seven is Pete's guess. How about you, Chris? You're going to go higher, lower?
No. I know it's not seven.
I watched The Price is Right, so I'm going to say 7.01.
701.
701.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, so you're saying the entire
everybody's
fountain,
over. Dang it.
Right?
Okay, so now that I've posed this trivia question, I just got it from one site today. I didn't do any fact checking, so
if it's not Wikipedia, I'm calling foul.
Oh, man.
So if it's wrong, please don't send me mean emails. I got pulled into this opening thing, so...
All right. Hang on. So let's think about this, Pete. So we get the entire Fountain of Nations, right? It's got the recirculating pump, but you still need a whole bunch of water getting that thing going.
Right. And then they put X amount of, was it a cup or a gallon from different water sources in each of the countries, and then other countries on top of those from World Showcase. I'm going to say 1,700 gallons. I'm sticking with my seven, but I'm putting 1,693 on top of it.
I'm going to say it's substantially higher. I'm going to say it's like 6,000 gallons. No, it's got to be more than that because I'm going to say
I don't know how deep that fountain is.
10,000 gallons.
You are both very, very off. So the correct answer, according to the one website source that I checked, is 108 gallons of water.
What?
Nope. 108,000 gallons of water.
Leave it to the dubs to completely
try. Welcome to the WWU podcast, everybody. Leave it to us. We fact check like there is no tomorrow.
That was so dramatic the way I...
That was terrible.
That, and I was 108,000 gallons.
108.
Can we just start over?
No way. So, Pete, it's between 7 and 108,000 gallons, depending on
somewhere
the wind.
Depending
on the wind. All right. Yep. Well, let's get into
whether or not they partially drained it for the holidays.
Correct. And then Germany tossed in some water, and it was crazy.
I'm pretty sure Germany could do it.
All right. What are we doing today, Stace?
So this is going downhill fast. So
we're reading Wikipedia and changing to fit our own agenda.
We are going to do what we do best, and that is drafting.
Dates? Yeah.
Yes. We're going to draft different water sources around Walt Disney World. So,
hang on. Wait.
All right, I'm picking the water fountain outside of Electric Umbrella.
You can do that if you want, because that is very specific, and that is one of the rules, that you have to be specific. You can't just say Typhoon Lagoon. You have to say something specific inside of Typhoon Lagoon. But it has to have something to do with water in Walt Disney World.
Okay, so an attraction or some water feature that involves water. You're using water a lot right now. But it's not a water source, right? It's just something that's important with water at Walt Disney World. This is a vague concept today, yes. Isn't it? This is going to be a strange one.
Why don't we just say it has to do with water? It can be. I think it can be a water source, but
okay.
It doesn't have to be. It can be an attraction, a feature, something to do with water.
Okay, so it could be anything that does. Who's going to judge this show? Who's going to take a hold of this train wreck after we? This is who's going to draw a short straw for this one?
I don't know anybody that's going
to. We'll have to see that one.
All right, so if you're listening right now and you're enjoying this, send us a message if you want to judge this monster. But okay, so we're going to pick. How many are we going to go here, guys? How many are we going to do? Peter,
I'd say like five or so, maybe five or six.
Five or six. You got enough for that, Pete?
Yeah, I'm up to 11.
Okay, you're up to 11.
So I've got alternates, like usual.
Well, how about the host? We'll let the host go first.
This is about how much time I put into it normally, too.
All right. Stacy,
all right.
You're driving the train today. Go ahead.
Okay. So, from my first round, oh, goodness, I have 30, by the way. 30 things 30. That I have chosen. Yes. All right, I am going to
the Dasani cart outside of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Maybe. You never know. That might be one of my picks. So
at the 29th pick of the third round.
All right, so I'm going to go with a heavy hitter to start off with. And I am choosing Splash Mountain as my number one first round pick.
That was my seventh pick.
All right.
Well, good. I'm glad that I chose it then.
Splash Mountain is off the board. Peter, by all means, you can go second.
I'm going to go with mine and Chris's favorite Better on a Boat attraction, and I'm taking Living with the Land.
Oh.
Interesting. Okay. Going to mark it down as Living with the Land. It made like the second tier, but it was on there for sure.
One of my favorite attractions.
All right, so I'm gonna go with a headliner too, but not the way you guys think of it. I'm gonna go with Fantasmic.
Oh, that's a really good one.
I figure you're right, it's got the water. Sometimes it has a cast member falling unceremoniously from the first level down to the second level, right?
Last time I tried to see it, Mickey caught
no
smoke.
No, did he really?
Oh, yeah. Man.
All of a sudden, he ran backstage.
I still can't get the image out where, is it Goofy? That Goofy falls. Goofy. And, like, the rest of the cast members kind of stare at him.
Keep going.
Keep going. It's got a compound fracture of his arm. Poor Goofy.
Sucks to be him. I'll see Jeff later.
Oh, man. All right, Stacey, you're back up.
Okay, so, I am going... Well, do you want to... Does it matter what order we go in? Do one of you want to go have a first pick, or it doesn't matter when we're doing the draft? Right?
It's all right. We're just having fun.
Okay. Are you sure this isn't serious business here?
Why start now? 176 episodes in.
All right. So I'm going to go with Pirates of the Caribbean. Because, I mean, everybody talks about the smell of the pirate water, and it's just the best, even though it's kind of disgusting, but it's wonderful at the same time. So when I think of water, that's what I think of, is pirate water.
That's part finger there too, just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
There you go. Peter, is it true? Is it true? Probably.
I'm not going there. I'm not going to touch that. See what I did there? All right, so I'm taking The Admiral Joe Fowler.
Interesting. How about if you take both ferry boats?
There's three.
Okay, well, take all three. We'll there's the Richard Irvine. There's the Admiral Joe Fowler. Who am I missing?
Oh, you're going to make me look this up because I don't remember the third one's name.
Are you sure there's three?
Positive. Two of them are bigger than the third one, though.
Okay, well, I'll give you all three ferry boats, Pete, to make it easy, if there is a third. I know there was two for sure, but I didn't know about a third. I'll let you look it up. While you pick that, how about if I go again? Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take that off the list for Peter. I'm going to go with the Illuminations fireworks show.
Nice.
How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Even though I'm not a fireworks show kind of guy, I know you guys like fireworks shows, and you guys...
I'm not really either too much.
Really? I thought you were...
Yeah, like...
What about Wishes? What about Wishes and like the new Happily Ever After and all that stuff? Are you a big fan of that?
I like them, I guess, but I think it's just where I am in life right now with having small kids that it's just more of a hassle to go and do some of those things than it is to just skip it. So I think that later on in life, I will love it. And I really loved it over Marathon Weekend when it was just Scott and I. But otherwise, I can take it or leave it.
You know what?
I think it's just a season of life I'm in.
That's exactly what I thought. Peter loves the fireworks shows and like the evening parades and the projections. And I always...
No. I like the fireworks shows. The projection shows, actually, I'm not that big a fan of.
Okay.
That's... Especially the new one. Like, I loved Wishes. Happily Ever After, it's okay. I think the projections, there's too much going on. It's too busy and it's just too much for me. I'd rather have a projection show and then the fireworks show like they used to do with Wishes where they would show like photos of people from the park that day.
Okay. Well, you know what? Even with Illuminations, I know you're an Illuminations guy as well, too.
Yeah, I will know. Absolutely.
And, you know, I think it's the same thing, Stacey. Like, I was always like kind of like the curmudgeon, like, yeah, it's okay. And that's exactly it, because I've just gone through, my kids are now teenagers, but I got the youngest one who's just turned 7, and like getting us to that spot at nighttime and like to that point in the day, like I'm having to pull my hair out, what hair I have left, just to make sure I get to that point in the day, you know, everyone's mood, they're crabby, they have blisters, so maybe that's why I don't particularly enjoy them as much as like other people do, so I still, maybe that's right, maybe in 5 or 6 years when everyone's comfortably older, you know, maybe it'll reinvent itself for me. But I'm going to go with Illuminations.
Real quick. There are twin Magic Kingdom class ferries, the Richard F. Irvine and Admiral Joe Fowler, along with the Kingdom Queen class General Joe Potter.
Joe Potter. So you're right, of course. You're right, of course. Joe Potter. I've seen it on the placard on the boat. Shoot. Okay. Stacey, you are up.
All right, so I'm going to go with probably one of the most photographed areas at Disney's Hollywood Studios and choose the Muppets Fountain with Miss Piggy and Fozzie filming her at the fountain. I always see people taking photos there.
Wow, that didn't even make the list. That's really smart, though.
Yeah, no, it didn't make my list either.
You've outthought us, which isn't that hard.
Nope, not hard at all.
Very good. Peter?
I do have a clarification request. Does it have to be things that are currently there?
I think so, Pete. Stacey, I think so.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean...
Because there are some very iconic things that had to do with water that are now gone.
You know, I don't care one way or the other.
Okay.
There. So you would just have to think about, you know, if the whoever our judge is a current Walt Disney World fan or somebody who has nostalgia for the past.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. If they were perhaps someone they didn't remember it. Very good. Good point. So the swan boats don't resonate with everybody, you know? So, but yeah, good point.
Right, but for some people, those would be huge.
Yeah, you're right.
So with that in mind, I am taking the old Polynesian lobby fountain.
Oh, good one, Peter.
Yes, that is a good one.
The old Polynesian fountain lobby. Gotcha. Very good. Okay, so do you think, Pete, so the story that was put out initially with that was it was beyond repair and the actual foundation, or do you think
it was damaging the floor and the foundation below it and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm not really buying that as much.
Well, if that was the case, with all the heavy construction they do at Walt Disney World, could they not have stopped that process? Dug out the fountain.
One would think.
Patched the fountain. Reinstalled the fountain right there. So it must have been for just the flow or just the design of that lobby at this point.
That's what I would say too.
Okay. How about we go with the Frozen attraction? And Pete, I'm gonna leave you to say Maelstrom. It would be unique to have perhaps a Maelstrom versus Frozen attraction on the draft. But I'm gonna say the Frozen attraction.
Here's the problem. I'm not gonna take it because with my luck, Rick Forbes is gonna end up judging this fiasco, and that's like burning him. It's like picking the guy that they Cleveland picked, Couch. He was a 1 year bust.
Are you calling Rick Forbes a 1 year bust? Or are you calling the attraction a 1 year bust?
I'm calling. If Rick Forbes is judging, Maelstrom's a 1 year bust.
Rick, if he picks.
But that's the only way.
If he picks Maelstrom, Rick, text me. We'll get you in. Okay, very good. Anyways, Stacey, you're up.
Okay, so I'm going to take the Sasagula River.
Oh, it's on the list. You mean the river taxi itself? Or are you taking the entire river?
I'm taking the river.
What the heck? She is picking water sources. What the heck? I'm picking the earth.
I have a good variety of things on my list here. But, you know, it's just so amazing to be able to use that as transportation. And it's gorgeous. And, I mean, there's nothing better than walking through Riverside, you know, in the morning and looking out over the river. It's a beautiful sight. So, no, I want the river.
Can I interrupt you and say that this is the honest to goodness truth? That was the first thing I really ever fell in love with at Walt Disney World was just kind of like how the Sasagula riverboat and the river kind of like meandered its way through like Old Key West and all the the Port Orleans and stuff like that. That was like the first thing that I ever really was like, whoa, this is really really cool and special. So like I remember that clear as a bell. That was like one of the first things I fell in love with about Walt Disney World Resort. So good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, thanks.
Peter.
On that note, my fourth round pick is going to be the Rivers of America.
What the heck? Bodies of water?
That was on my list too.
What the heck? Oh. So you're not necessarily picking the riverboat. You're actually picking the body of water.
I'm not picking the riverboat. I'm picking the Rivers of America.
Oh, man. This is sketchy at best. How are we going to match this up? I fear for the judge who's going to have to do this. Okay, so how many do we have right now? So what do we
got? That's number four. You got to pick a fourth.
Okay, I got a fourth here coming. Okay, well then, you know what? Something that is... Let me go here. I don't know if you could have this attraction without water. Some of these attractions could be put where it's essentially a slow-moving ride vehicle. But without the river, how can you take a Jungle Cruise? So I'm going to put you on a bunch of rivers, right? Or you'd be in denial if you're not doing that. So I'm going to take you on the Jungle Cruise. How do I know, no matter how good this sounds in my mind, I'm going to get one person to say, yeah, that was okay, and then I'm going to lose all the other categories? Why do I know that? I'll have to scout who's in Edcot who likes these things. I'll have to do, like, check boxes.
You're giving away your strategy right now.
All right.
Really?
You know?
All right.
You understand we're now going to have to cross-examine the judge before they're elected. Oh, look at this. All of their favorite things happen to be on Malik's list. I don't think so, Chris.
Peter, I've never won one of these in my life. Everyone loves it. If I said the best five things possible, they'd vote against me. Are you kidding me? That's just how it goes. Stacey, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to take the Seas with Nemo and Friends.
The attraction or the pavilion, Miss? I'm taking an entire pavilion.
Well, I don't really know how to... I was
you took a river.
Aquariums in that pavilion. So not necessarily the ride. The pavilion is called the Seas with Nemo and Friends, though, right? Like the whole place is called that.
So could I take Seabase Alpha later on, Pete, if I wanted to?
You could.
I could take Seabase Alpha?
No. I would prefer Seabase Alpha over the Seas with Nemo and Friends, because I still call it the Living Seas.
We'll give you the whole pavilion, Stace. You can have everything.
That's what I was hoping for, thank you. That's great.
You could have the sloppy manatee. You could have everything inside. You could have the clamshell vehicles. They're all yours, right?
Thank you.
Everything.
That's great. You guys are so nice.
Does that mean
that I get the Mark Twain and everything?
I ain't going there yet. I might take it still.
I kind of assume, but, well, you know.
That means I also got the island, too.
Oh,
technically that's in the river.
See what you started when you take the Sasagula River? See that, Stace? Now you can't do that.
Well, we didn't prepare as a group very well and didn't really go over these rules ahead of recording.
Sketchy at best.
Now we just have to deal with this.
Very good. Okay, whose turn is it? Peter's?
It's mine.
Okay.
I'm actually between two here. I'm trying to figure out what to take. Do I go full-blown, hey, I live at Golden Oak? Or do I go something a little more retro?
Well, you might get both rounds. You might have one extra round.
I'm going to take the retro first. I'm taking the Earful Tower, the old water tower that was at studios.
That's really great.
That's a good throwback, Peter.
I never thought about that one. That's good.
You really are going to try and get the old retro vote for this, right?
That's kind of where I was going with most of these, yeah.
Okay, so though it doesn't have much to do with water, it does sit out on the water, and though I could never afford it, nor do I have enough points to achieve it.
Oh, you're taking the bungalow? I'm gonna
take the Polynesian bungalows sitting over the water. And I couldn't possibly even save up enough points. I'm just gonna sit out there.
I'm going to give you a piece of advice, though. Even all of us within the monocle community don't have
enough points. Correct.
And we all kind of, like, at least everybody I've spoken with, they kind of resent the bungalows even being there.
I'm still taking it because...
So just understand that may come with, like, some stigma around it.
Well, maybe I'm going to get Katrina Lee as the judge. Because she needs a place to stay while her husband abandoned her in the zombie apocalypse. And I will look out for the Malik family and the Lee family, and we will make sure that Tyler may or may not get an invite with this. So.
Have you ever seen the gate that keeps you out of the bungalows? It ain't that secure.
We might get a different gate. So I'm taking all the bungalows for the Polynesian.
Nice, and they do have... Don't the bungalows have those plunge pools in them, too? So you even have another source of water there, too.
Just the little jacuzzi. It's like a jacuzzi pool.
Yeah.
What was that word? Did you say?
I call them jacuzzis.
excuse me?
Family friendly.
Excuse me?
It is a family friendly
show. What in the world? Okay. I never heard of jacuzzi before in my life, but that's what it is for now.
Would you rather call them I don't know.
We'll go with jacuzzi. Let's do that.
My stomach hurts today.
You making up words again?
All right. How many do we have here? What's
That's number five?
We got. Let's go with one more round. Do you have one more round, Pete? Do you have something on there?
Oh, dude, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them on my list.
Couple more rounds. You're on, Stace.
All right. Okay, so this is going to probably be outside of what you all were kind of thinking when you're thinking about the water draft. But I'm going to go with the fact that you can be in the parks and be very thirsty and go to counter service restaurants and get free ice water from them.
What does that say at number 6?
It says
free water at quick service.
Free water.
Is that what you have on your list?
It was on my list. It was
excellent. Well, that's good. I'm going with the free ice water because I take advantage of that all the time. And I I kind of know as I'm going through the parks which places that I can get it at, and it's the best. And I like Sunshine Seasons, I think, the best for the free ice.
Do they have the best tasting water?
No, you
can it comes get, right like, from the Living with the Land ride.
And you could just go right, yeah. It has that awesome smell to it.
You know that combo hydroponic fish farm thing there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Towards the end?
That's what it's it just, is.
It comes straight nice. Out of there.
Exactly. Perfect. It has extra nutrients.
Pete, before you go, as a selling feature for this draft, how do you spell the word jacuzzi? I want to make sure I document this.
Let's see. Text
me.
Ooh, I was going to think you were going to say you, but I like the double O's there. All right.
Well, jacuzzi, it's like jacuzzi and pool together. You gotta go got double it. O.
Got it. That's true.
Oh, man. We need to get a t-shirt made with this. All right.
Coming soon to the WDub merch line.
Right?
My bungalow's got a jacuzzi.
You're up, Peter.
All right. Well, I guess I'll take my Golden Oak purchase then, and I'm going to go with the Grand One.
Ooh.
So, private yacht you can rent out.
I thought about that. Do you know what the going price is for that?
More than I'm going to pay.
No. It isn't as crazy as you think. It's expensive. It's
still more than I'm going to pay.
It's true. But it holds a bunch of people. Like, if you subdivided that with amongst two or three families.
It holds like 10 or 12 people, something like that.
Yeah. So if you divide it with a couple families, it wouldn't be as unrealistic as. Now, I'm just going to throw it out there. Remember when the Magic Kingdom put out, hey, you want to rent a temporary tent into Magic Kingdom for the afternoon? What, it was like $600 bucks or something ungodly for that point?
It was stupid.
It was crazy. All right, let me write this one down. Pete wants the Grand One. All right, I'm going to go a little bit of retro, but a little bit of current and everyone's favorite. All right? Besides, you'll know what it is once I say it's a classic. Who says that, Pete?
It's a classic?
Stacy, not this.
I have no idea.
Not this, Stacy.
Oh, yeah.
Stacy, no. I'm going to take you to It's a Small World.
And
I'm going to claim It's a Small World. Now, I don't know if that attraction would nearly be as good or as entertaining as it is if it wasn't on water. What do you think? Could it be in a Small World clamshell vehicle? Would that be as entertaining? No. I don't think so. Right?
It needs a boat.
It needs a boat.
Yeah.
Stacy, the 1-2 in Disneyland is even more adorable and entertaining than the one in Florida.
I have heard that. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Yeah. You are up, kiddo.
Okay, so I'm going to take Stormalong Bay at the Beach Club.
Okay, the whole
when
pool.
When you think about, what am I going to take, half the pool?
Maybe just the...
I thought we said you couldn't take an entire water park.
Okay, but...
Now she's taking a slide, a pool, a lazy river. Right.
Okay,
so... Edcott, see what I have to deal with, Edcott? See these rules? No one pays attention to rules anymore.
She's the one that made up the rules.
Oy.
These are her rules.
Not good.
Okay, I'm going to stick with Stormalong Bay. I'm going to take Stormalong Bay. it's the pool at the Beach Club. It's the pool.
Okay.
I get to take it. Well, then,
are you just taking the pool?
Or do you... are you saying lazy river, beach, lazy
river.
Slides? I think she gets it all, Pete. I think she just gets everything.
They're all connected to one another. At Typhoon Lagoon, all the things are not connected.
Oh, they have, I beg to different, differ.
They have the different, pools at the end of the slides. But Stormalong Bay, everything is one...
I think those are all coming from the same water source, though.
That all comes from Living with the Land, Pete? It all comes from there? All right, you're up, big guy.
All right. You know what? It hasn't been said yet. I'm going to take it. The Three Caballeros Grand Fiesta Tour, man.
It was on the list coming up soon.
Nice.
Good one. I got only a couple left. Hey, can I take something even though I've never been on it, but I know it's really popular?
Yeah.
Can I take the Navi River Journey?
Yes, that was on my list.
So, I'm like the last Disney podcaster in America to have not seen Pandora. I'm proud to admit that right now. I probably shouldn't be proud to admit that, but
you're actually missing out. It's pretty cool.
I'm sure it is. I know it's really cool. It just didn't work out the last few trips, so I know I have to resolve that. So I'm going to take the Navi River the journey.
When you're trying to use a no expiration ticket from 1903,
still works. Still works. Do you know?
10-day tickets. You had them for like 15 years.
Just wait. Do you know I've got another set that I bought from Maple Leaf Tickets?
Then use them once in a while.
I've got to. I've got to. I know. So at least I had the foresight. When Beatrice was born, I had the foresight to go out and buy another set. So I have 5 10-day no expiration. Actually, I bought the crazy park hoppers. I can go play miniature golf if I wanted to with these tickets. So, but I haven't gotten to them yet. So, not that would be nice. that wouldn't be a good use of those tickets, though, just to play miniature golf. No, but I'm just saying, maybe you want to start your day.
If it's a park hopper,
it is.
Then that, technically, I think that would mean you could still go to a park that day.
Yep, absolutely. Go to a water park and play golf. Do anything with them. At least on the 9-hole course. So, I've got enough for one more round. What should we continue the fiasco for one more round?
Yeah.
Why not? Now?
Why not, right? All the animals are out of the barn. Why not close the door now? So, go ahead. Stacey, you're up. One more round.
Okay, so I'm going to go with what I opened the show with, which is the Fountain of Nations in Epcot with the 1,068 colored lights that play at night, and the 15-minute show. Every 15 minutes, there's a show, and the 108,000 gallons of water.
Okay, good thing you said 108,000 because it was coming up right now. So the Fountain of Nations, very good. Yes. Do you stop? Have you ever stopped and watched the show, or is it something that like have you watched?
No, I have watched it because I think that we were just kind of I was waiting for somebody. And I just sit there and watch it. I was so glad that I watched the whole thing because it's really spectacular.
So YouTube it tomorrow. They have a really good soundtrack. It's like 40 minutes. And it involves music from The Rocketeer. And the Fountain of Nations music loop on YouTube is one of my favorite music loops.
Good.
It's really
good
cool. Yeah, really cool. Peter, you got one more?
Actually, I'm going to let you pick my last one. I mean, you get three options, A, B, or C.
C.
See
for Chris.
All right. Crush and Gusher.
The Crush and Gusher. Very good. Very good. So I know you're a water type guy. Have you been to Typhoon Lagoon, Peter?
Yes.
You have been there? Mm-hmm. Okay. We went on a ride very similar up at a resort in Wisconsin Dells, but I've never been on Crush and Gusher. Have you been on it? Is it good?
I have. Last time I was there, that was not open yet.
Okay. I've been on one like it. I haven't been on Crush and Gusher, but it's a lot of fun. It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
My brother just got off of the Disney Dream, and they said the Aqueduct was incredible. So,
you know who I've got video on that for? Theme Park Brothers. Jordan is on there with his grandpa, and he enjoyed it. So yeah, cool. All right, so I will close it out then. So here's my dilemma, since no one else is going to go. So I want to say Kali River Rapids, but yet I don't really enjoy that ride because, you know, when you get soaked in that ride and you're walking around the park the rest of the day. So what do you think, Peter?
I don't know that many people that do love that ride.
Yeah, I know. It's tough.
Now you get soaked. Yeah. Like, I really like it. I wish it was longer, but it has to be like the end of the day.
Right.
Ride that you do. Cause I mean, it's not like Six Flags where you might get wet. You're going to walk off that ride just soaked.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with something that I can see that I've never been on, but I know I will go. I'm going to go on Summit Plummet because you can see it from just about everywhere on that side of property. I have no problem with the high and the high drop slides and, you know, the ones at the bottom open out. This is not that, obviously, but other members of my family won't go on it. Are you a high water slide person, Pete? Would that bother you to go on that ride?
I think I'd probably be all right. My biggest issue generally with that kind of stuff is like when the towers you're walking up are not real stable, and you can actually like feel
sway,
the stairs the sway. Moving as you're going upstairs. That I get a little freaked out with because it's like, who built this? Like Joe and Fred from down the street?
Pete and Chris.
If you and I build it, ain't no way in heck I'm walking with that.
A couple nails, some tape. Very good. Stacy.
Screw, no nut on you.
Right. Are you a, would you go on that ride, Stacy? Are you a person that would go on that?
No, I don't really like that type of thing, but I think it's mostly because I'm really afraid of wardrobe malfunctions when you get down to the bottom of them, because there's people just always watching, and I'm like, I do not want my bathing suit up by around my head when I'm coming to the bottom of that slide. But Scott and the boys went up last summer.
Chris's speedo's already there.
No problem. Take it in, people. Yeah, I got you.
This is how I got on the slide. What are you talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, so Scott took the boys up there this summer, and they got pretty close to the top, and they all kind of looked at each other, and they said, like, nope, nah. And they walked right back down.
Really? Okay.
We don't need to ride this.
No.
Well, when I'm down there, maybe someone will join me. Who knows? Maybe I'll get the big guy to come on down and join me, and, you know, I'm a fool for things like that. You know what? I don't like heights. I really don't. But I put myself on every drop tower I get my hands on. I love it. I don't know why that is. They're my favorite rides at all the theme parks are the drop towers. But I hate heights. So I'm not sure why that is. So this was right up my alley.
Yeah, there's one. Where is it? Is it Busch Gardens?
Yes, it's called Falcon's Fury.
Where actually it tilts you so you're looking down when they drop you too?
Yes. So
yeah, I know. That ain't gonna happen.
I made plans to go on it.
I ain't going on that.
Michael and Christina joined us, and they aren't. Michael's not gonna go on there, but it was down all. It was down all
Michael
day.
Michael doesn't like pirates.
I know the Pirates of the Caribbean is too
Michael,
much.
I'm
I know.
Sorry to call you out like that, but the drop on pirates scares him.
Well, anyways, the wind was blowing like 30 miles an hour, so they closed it about 5 minutes before the park opened. They started running it again. And we hustled over there to try and get on the ride. We were like, great, I can do my one ride before the park leaves. And it went up once, and then it came back down. And the guy said, oh, we have to close it for some more maintenance, but we might get it back up before the end of the day. So here I am. Am I going to wait around at 10 o'clock at night for a ride already in the 30-mile-an-hour wind? They already just had to close for maintenance. So I was like, yeah, I know enough to say no. I know enough to buy out right now. I'm good.
Good choice.
I'm good. I can wait for the next trip, so...
So what did you end up taking?
All right, so let's look here. So I took
your last pick?
Summit Plummet. Okay. Summit Plummet. All right. So we're gonna go down the list here. We got Pirates of the Caribbean is Stacy. We got Splash Mountain, Stacy, Jungle Cruise and Summit Plummet is Chris. Fantasmic's Chris, Small World's Chris, Stacy's got Sasagula.
Pete was not on this episode.
Pete was here. Hang on. They're coming towards the bottom because you pull them off the list here. The Magic Kingdom Ferry Boats, Peter. Stacy, Muppet Fountain, Peter. It looks like the old Polynesian Lobby Fountain and the Eiffel Tower and the Grand One and the Crush and Gusher, right? And the Rivers of America and the Grand Fiesta Tour and the Living with the Land, right?
Yep.
All right. Stacy.
I still had two left on my list.
Free ice water for Stacy. Stormalong Bay, the Fountain of Nations, the Seas with Nemo. And I took Illuminations and the Navi River Journey, the Polynesian Bungalow, complete with Peter?
The Jacuzzi.
The Jacuzzi, very good. I feel like we're going to lose our rating for some reason with it. I don't know why that is. Nah, we're okay.
It's a made-up gibberish word. Nobody will know it.
All right. So I'll have to put this in order so we can draft these guys and get someone to judge this. So, Peter.
There's a couple. Like, I'm really shocked nobody took the Friendship Boats.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also had Old Reliable Geyser over at Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, that's a good one. I was thinking. Well, first, after Mommy answers this, I was thinking of Discovery. Yeah. I was thinking of maybe she was mad at you for not taking Discovery Island, right?
She might. Yeah, probably.
She could be mad. Anyway, Peter, what is the most interesting thing or the coolest thing that you've now experienced since you've been living there? The last time we talked.
Oh man.
And by the way, it's great to have the three of us on a show together, isn't it?
I have enjoyed being on the show again with everybody. I've realized, I don't know if this is a cool thing or not, but I've kind of realized, like, when my brother was here, we went to the Springs on a Friday night. I don't have to deal with that if I don't want to.
Yeah.
And that's really like been one of the coolest things, like knowing it's 20 minutes for me now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm off work Friday. Guess what? I'm going to go get a haircut and probably go hang out at one of the parks for a little bit. It's my day off.
Neat. Yeah, it's really cool. Really cool. Stacy, I don't know about you, but like hearing Pete say that is like my like dream day off, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, let me go bring my digital external recorder.
He dreams of going having to go get a haircut.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what I meant. That's clearly what I meant. Clearly. I'm going to bring my digital external recorder. I'm going to go to the park. I'm going to run into 10 people I know or 10 people that are, you know, listeners of the show. I'll do, you know, it'd be a great day, you know?
Yeah. That would be a fantasy day, that's for sure. Well,
I'm going to run into you.
Nobody's run into me. You know who gets recognized all the time when I go to the park with her? Bee.
Oh, of course. That's, oh, yeah. It's Queen Bee, of course.
Aren't you Bee Thaxton? Dear Lord, we're just trying to go to the bathroom. Leave us alone. Out of the way, I got to get in the tangled toilets.
Oh, I didn't. You put bathroom on my list.
That would have been a good water source.
Man.
Oh, see, now that's an automatic win with Rick Forbes.
There's no more important water source than that. Are you kidding me?
Automatically getting that round.
Good one.
That should be a bonus for me.
All right.
I needed some bonuses, right?
Anything left for today, guys?
Look, keep your eyes open for Jacuzzi merch coming to the shop soon.
It's coming. We'll get someone to design it.
Come join us on Epcot and have lots of fun and be silly.
We take our Facebook group as serious as this show was. And just know, though.
Which is kind of scary.
Just know, though. That as goofy as we sound, it's all in fun, and it's like a big family and part of the community. So please do join us. We're good, Stace.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everyone.
See you, everybody.
Bye, everybody. I don't know if that was really, really good or really, really bad. I don't know. What was that?
I don't know.
I have a feeling that it's going to end up being good.
I hope so.
It just felt really bad.
Yeah, it's...